NY Times, Tidal Wave of Mass Immigration Hands Virginia to Democrats. By John Binder on November 10, 2019. A tidal wave of mass immigration has tilted the field toward the Democrats in the state of Virginia, the New York Times admits. Last week, Democrats took control of Virginia's House of Delegates and the state Senate. Now, the Democrats hold power over the state's legislature, the governor's seat and the lieutenant governor's seat, the first time since 1993 that this has occurred. The New York Times now admits that 4 to 5 decades of mass immigration, where about 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted to the United States every year, has shifted Virginia into a blue state. Not long ago, this rolling green stretch of northern Virginia was farmland. Most people who could vote had grown up here. And when they did, they usually chose Republicans. Emphasis added. The fields of Loudoun County are disappearing. In their places, row upon row of cookie-cutter townhouses, clipped lawns and cul-de-sacs, a suburban landscape for as far as the eye can see. Unlike 3 decades ago, the residents are often from other places, like India and Korea. And when they vote, it is often for Democrats. Emphasis added. It's a totally different world, said Charles Poland, 85, a retired history professor whose family has lived in Loudoun County for 4 generations. His family farm is now dotted with subdivisions filled with 4- and 5-bedroom homes that sell for $750,000. The family legacy is a road named Poland. If my parents came back today, they wouldn't recognize the place. The changes came like a tidal wave. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News analyzed, Virginia's foreign-born population has boomed over the last few decades. In 1990, Virginia was home to less than 312,000 foreign-born residents. Today, there are close to 1.1 million, almost 4 times what the population was 3 decades before. In 2019, 1 in 10 Virginia residents are foreign-born. In 1990, only about 1 in 28 residents were born outside the U.S. A 38-year-old immigrant from India interviewed by the New York Times explained that he voted for Democrats in the recent Virginia election because he supports gun control measures, calling it the most pressing issue for him. Under current legal immigration levels, the U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next 2 decades. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. Ronald Brownstein, senior editor for The Atlantic, noted this year that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This means that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding roughly 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The impact of legal immigration levels was evident in the 2016 election despite President Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton. Among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.